And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup right here next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. And we have a couple of great guests today. Our planned guest, Eric Landesfein, great outdoor writer. Everybody knows him from reading BD Outdoors and Pacific Coast Sport Fishing. But a bonus guest today, Captain Jimmy Decker, the one and only, is here. So we're going to be talking some fishing
here. Good
morning. Hey, this is serious business here. You stay tuned. Southern California Sport Fishing Voices, Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by. So grab your gear and let's go. This adventure-ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third-row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin-panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there is only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. Come check out what's new at the Kona Kai. 170 luxury guest rooms, including 41 brand new suites, featuring contemporary island-inspired decor, deep soaking tubs, and oversized balconies. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and an award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Add the Kona Kai Club to your membership and you have access to the new Paloma Pool Bar, a new and exclusive pool area for adults only, which allows guests to enjoy poolside craft cocktails and California coastal cuisine while overlooking your boat. In addition to all this, Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. Check resortkonakai.com on the web for more information to reserve a slip or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Today's going to be a fun show.
Wow, great addition, too. First of all, good morning, Eric Landesfein.
Good morning.
Great to have you. First time on Let's Talk Hookup.
It is. And, you know, I many years I listen to you guys when I fish in the half day, but they always in the galley in the morning. They'd have it on the way out on the weekend. So,
all right.
Here.
Great. I was telling Eric, I was really excited when you mentioned that he was on. Like, I've really enjoyed, I've never met Eric before, but I've always really enjoyed his articles. And I just feel like Eric writes like a fisherman. And some people write outdoor articles like an outdoor writer, and Eric writes them like a fisherman. And I just really, really enjoy all the stuff that you put out. I'm stoked. It's going to be a fun couple hours.
Yeah, and you brought your fishing buddy with you.
I did.
Yeah, Jimmy Decker.
Good morning.
Captain Decker, good morning. Great to have you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, great bonus guest for you to bring in here. Now, Eric, we've really enjoyed all your writing, both BD Outdoors, Pacific Coast Sport Fishing, and all over kind of a lot of different things. How'd you get into outdoor writing?
You know, it's kind of funny. I changed jobs kind of late in life, and one of the things that I thought, you know, I used to work in a printing company and do that, and I decided I wanted to do something different. My boat partner, Matt Koch, suggested I try writing. He knew that I had a kind of a way with words, I guess, and he was friends with Bill DePriest from Pacific Coast Sport Fishing, and he gave me an opportunity to write an article, a last-minute article he gave me about barracuda fishing, which is not very fun to write about, but it was something to write about, and it went from there. You know, for the first couple of years, I'd write four or five articles, and then more and more, and now I'm running about 100 a year.
No 100 kidding.
A year.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow, fantastic. What's your favorite kind of fishing?
Calico bass fishing.
Calico bass.
Yeah.
Thus, the next question I have.
Why we get along so well.
Yeah, exactly.
How in the world did you meet Captain Decker here?
That's funny. We were talking about that yesterday. We're trying to figure out when did we fish together the first time, because we didn't know each other growing up.
Yeah.
We didn't run on the same boats because he was up in Long Beach. I was down in Newport. You know? But he figured out it was when we took Jack Soule out for an article.
The one and only Jack Soule.
Right on.
I think that was 2011 or 2012, and then ever since then, it's kind of grown from there.
It kind of clicked.
Found out that you hated the same things.
Yeah.
We're very picky fishermen. So.
Yeah.
And let's talk about Jack Soule for a second, because I remember that article about Jack Soule. What an amazing human being Jack Soule is.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. I mean, he's got to be 70, 80, 80
something. Yeah, he's 80.
Maybe 80.
Yeah. He was 70 something when I first
met him. He called me up. I don't know, it was before I took the boat down to San Jose, but he's like, "Hey, guy, you going fishing tomorrow?" And I'm like, "No, I'm leaving." And he goes, "Okay, well, Shirley gave me a hall pass. I'm going to Klamani. I just got to make sure that somebody's going to be over there when I get there."
And go by himself.
Yeah.
He has a big, huge bow rail, very high bow rail around the boat, because he's fallen over the side solo twice.
Oh,
while he's up and about casting, and he's been able to get back into the boat. But he's like, "I'm getting older. I don't know if I can get back in the boat on my own."
He is. But what an amazing fisherman.
He is. You know, that guy's just a diehard fisherman. He had a stroke quite a while ago, and he was in a hospital. And he got out, and he called Benny Florentino, and Benny picked him up, and they got his boat, and they went down to Ensenada and fished a bass tournament the next day. And Jack, like, there were times where I didn't even know where I was.
That's so rad. That's so rad.
He's truly amazing. So what's been going on with Captain Decker? You've been fishing a lot?
I've been fishing. Eric and I have done fun fishing this whole entire season, usually at least one or two days every weekend.
Sometimes three.
Right on.
Sometimes three.
Are you still chartering?
I had such a great opportunity to work on the beach this year doing construction that I pretty much did not charter one trip entire season.
Wow.
And just hit that direct deposit on Friday and said, "Praise the Lord." You know,
right on.
So it worked out really well. The job I was on just finished 6 weeks ago, approximately, and so I'm probably next season going to get back into doing it.
Okay.
You know, start taking people
out. So if people want to go fishing, they can still call.
Yeah, they can start getting a hold of me. I was farming everything off to Benny or Justin or Jerry or some of the other guys. Yeah. But it's just been, you know, hanging out with this guy and, you know, running over to... We did San Clemente Island trips. We probably did 40 of them this year.
40 Clemente trips.
That's great.
Wow.
How many weekends are there?
I don't know, 52, but...
Wow. That's insane.
Clemente's one of those unique spots that it's like almost the same distance from a lot of places. Like, where's the best... I mean, where's the best place to get over? You know what I mean? Like, where's the best place to put in, or where do you guys put in just because it's the easiest for you?
We put in at Newport
because
it's so close to the house.
Uh-huh.
And the nice thing about Newport, too, is when there's offshore stuff to be had, we're driving in a direction usually that nobody else is going.
Right.
Ah.
And we catch a lot of tuna and stuff like that throughout the year, and that's always just running to or from that island or running around that island. If you launch out of San Diego or Long Beach, you get all the traffic going
that's
the same way.
Same that's direction.
That's a great call.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, so you see a lot of untouched territory.
Yeah, there was numerous weekends where we'd go fish bass, and then we'd peel off one way or the other, come home, and then like, oh, there they are, and we'd find yellowfin or bluefin,
cool.
Not a boat in sight.
Yeah.
Which, you know.
And that's one of our goals in life is to not fish weather people ever.
Yeah. Isn't that everybody's goal? Everybody
that's
loves
a good
that.
Goal.
Yeah, don't follow the sport boats to the grounds, right? Yeah, indeed. Just follow Decker.
Keep up. The boat. It's very stealthy now.
Yeah.
It's like a white boat, like everybody else.
There you go. That's good. So what's in all your writing career, Eric, what's your favorite article you've ever written? Is there one?
I don't know if there really is a favorite article I've written, but one I recently just came out this month in Pacific Coast Sport Fishing with Steve Lassley was a pretty fun one to write.
You know, that was a good article,
Spent a couple days in Mag Bay and on the fly bridge with him glassing and just picking his brain about stuff, and then went over to he's got a winery out there in Temecula. I went out there and hung out and or vineyard, and really a guy that, you know, is pretty open about stuff. But even, you know, during that trip, we'd be down there, and I'd start asking more and more questions about stuff.
He figured it out.
Now. Yeah, I don't want to share everything.
Yeah, that's Steve.
He was real open right off the bat. Yeah. And the second day, Eric was up there a bit, and he's like, time for you to go back downstairs again.
Yeah. That's Steve. He's such a great guy, too. But what an amazing – what makes Steve Lasley so incredible as far as just his fish ability?
You know, what it comes down to with a guy like that is he is from before sunup to sunset, nonstop, looking, fishing, making notes, keeping track, analyzing. And what it really comes down to for any good fisherman in saltwater is the ability to understand why whatever's happening is happening.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of guys who go, oh, I found the big bluefin up foam and I caught limits to 200 pounders. Well, that's great. What are you going to do next week? You know, you need to have some understanding. And he understands every piece of structure. And, you know, that's really what it comes down to. Everything's shallow, deep, whatever. It's all structure related. And even just taking what little I've learned recently about offshore fishing, I never did a whole lot until about 5 years ago. And we have to do a lot of looking where we're at. We'll run, you know, 120, 130 miles a day looking for fish. But you have to be in the right areas with the right amount of with the right structure to have bait there and stuff. But even we got the a marlin this year. It was hilarious. We first marlin for the Balboa Angling Club. We ran out. It was rough. We went to the 152, which is a bank below Catalina. Got there. Saw some birds going a direction, looked on the chart, the edge of the bank, ran out that way, put the trollers in, went that direction. 10 minutes later, we got one. But had we run to the bank like we planned to do or whatever, right. we never even saw a fish. So what it comes down to is understanding that structure and seeing what's happening down there and figuring out why and making connections. So, you know, you figure out one spot, and that's what Steve really did. He figured out how to catch swordfish. He translated that into striped marlin. Translated that into grouper in Mexico and translated that into black marlin and blue marlin. And that's kind of the whole thing there.
Yeah.
So good at figuring out, too. Like, I mean, he's very determined at exactly like you say, at reading all of those things. You know, he's the best with electronics and the best with, you know, deciphering all the, you know, all of it. It's easy to look at a water chart and see where the warmest, where the warmest dot is, but it's a whole other thing to break those down and figure out where it's moving or why it's hot there or why it's, you know, and Laz is just
Eric was telling me he relates his swordfish spots to places he used to fish cod at.
That's
50
cool.
years ago or whatever, 40 years ago, yeah. You know. Cod banks, although the swordfish always come back up here. It's like, I would never put those two together, you know.
Yeah. Now, Jimmy, you spend a lot of time on the water. What's your game plan when you go? I mean, let's say, what's Jimmy Decker looking for when he's headed
Hopefully headed out this guy's sitting on my right when we take off. But we're something that I've gotten into fishing with him is just what you guys were just talking about. Okay, we're gonna get out behind Cat and we're gonna run this 500 fathom curve, or we're just gonna be looking for birds. We don't fly the kite. You know, everything that we do is all eyeball. So you
it
know.
Has to be willing to bite a lure within about 6 inches of the surface.
Yeah.
So we're not gonna catch them.
Yeah, which is the most fun, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's the only way to get them.
Are you fishing kite and balloon or
never
straight kite? Huh?
No kite, no balloon.
If it doesn't bite something with two treble hooks on it, I'm
is
not
that
catching
right?
it.
Oh, so you're no bait at all?
Ever.
The only time we always take bait in case we see a marlin or a swordfish, but then we always just put them back in the receiver when we get home.
Take them for a ride.
We have not caught a tuna on live bait since we've been fishing together.
And what's your biggest tuna?
207.
207. And what was that on?
One of those big old Sabil poppers, the long ones.
Oh.
What did I catch that on? A 40 narrow lever drag and a swordfish rod.
That's a lot of fish for that.
No harness, no rail, just about.
And what boat are you running now?
My little Everglades, 24-foot center console.
Everglades, yeah. Twin engine?
No, single 250.
Single 250. Nice boat. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Gets the job done.
Yeah,
you know.
For sure. How fast can you get to Clemente?
Yesterday took us a while, but we're usually like an hour and 45 minutes, roughly.
Yeah, an hour and a half to hour and 45, depending on what part of the island we run to.
Yes.
When you're doing the offshore thing in boats like yours, are you glassing or do you just rely
constantly.
On what you can see with your eye? Meaning, like, do you put glass up to your eyes or is it literally just
very,
what you can see?
A very good friend of mine, Dr. Chris, gave me a gift a few years ago with some the Bylight Frasers. Mm-hmm. And those things have saved our ass. I cannot tell you how many days out there. You know, because we'll run and eyeball and look and then stop and then pull up the glasses, you know, and then all of a sudden it's like, Eric, I got them.
That's it.
You know, and they're far.
Yeah. And sometimes they're so far, we run for 5 minutes and we're really fast. You know, it's like,
we're 33 knots, I mean, pinned, and it's like, okay, pull
to
it back.
You convince yourself it had to have gone down. There's no way it was this far.
Yeah, right. Then it's like, nope, they're still up.
Yeah.
And now it's the thing that's so cool is like both of our boats are all rigged up with all the new Simrad stuff, but having the autopilot, because I can just say, okay, man, you're dead on them right now, man. Just boom, hit the button and go.
I can see the bow rail on the bottom of our glass.
Yeah,
go for it. You're
not
on it.
Wavering. You know, when we used to try to do it by hand, I mean, even if you're off 2 or 3 degrees,
over five miles.
Yeah, and then you pick the glasses up, you're not anywhere near looking at where the fish are.
Totally.
You know, everything's off a little bit. So.
Yeah. It's changed the game.
Yeah, it has.
Yeah,
and
it has.
You know, the mistake that guys make a lot of times when they go tuna fishing on their smaller boat is they spend too much time glassing, or they don't spend enough time. So basically, before you pick the glass up, you want to be in an area where you should be glassing.
Sure.
So you know, it's like, hey, I'm on edge of a bank here. You know, I can see, you know, let's say like the mackerel bank. We're close enough that we can see the entire bank. Let's stop and glass hard for 5 minutes.
Yeah, a couple miles off of it, you know, and start looking around.
Yeah. So back to Lasley. Because that guy's an amazing guy. What did you learn to change your technique, if at all, or enhance your technique at finding fish from Steve?
Well, one of the things that I learned about offshore fishing, and this is something that was very interesting to me, is that he runs his sonar at to read bottom, even if he's in 3,000 feet of water, looking for hard bottom, because you'll get that deep scatter layer on there, and that's where these game fish will be. And I don't have a sonar that'll go that deep.
Sure.
But what I've done is I've looked on, like, Navionics Charts has a new relief shading that I use a lot, which actually draws a 3D image of the bottom. And I've used that to look at hard edges on bank. So now, instead of just seeing the rings on the chart, you can actually see what the bank looks like.
Uh-huh.
But the steeper the walls are, the harder the bottom is. So I look actually at those harder edges of all the banks now, as opposed to just the
steeper the wall, the harder the bottom.
Yeah, so that's, if it's muddy, it's going to be smooth.
Sure, yeah.
You know,
makes total
sense. Yeah, so it's like a cliff almost, and that's going to be the hardest edge of that bank.
Makes
and that's
sense.
Where you'll find, same thing for the deep drop swordfish guys, everything else. It's all part of that same.
Yeah. That new Navionics chip is mind-blowing.
Really?
Do you have it?
It's in the
C-Rad? Yeah.
No, you put it, there's a phone app you can get. But like, I went up to Santa Rosa the other day to fish rockfish. I fished up there a bit, and I look on there, and hey, there's this giant rock that I've never seen before and have no idea was up there, and I pull
on
up.
On the chart.
Oh, yeah. Plain as day.
Plain as day. Yeah, actually, it's like a 3D image.
It's a cheater.
Really?
I mean,
wow.
What a cheater.
And which Navionics chart is that?
It's the Navionics Platinum.
The new Platinum.
You can get it on the phone app, too. It's a Navionics boating app has it. But, I mean, we went up there, and Matt and I had limits of, you know, 4 to 8 pound reds off this thing, 150 feet of water. In a spot I've never fished before. I ran up the week before. I ran out of Maria Del Rey, and I ran up towards the deep hole, and I'm finding rocks that are the size of this office here, you know, 20-foot square rocks loaded with reds and stuff that you're just seeing on a chart.
Wow.
That you would have had to mow the lawn for a lifetime to maybe get
even
lucky.
Even the stuff that he knows, like the back of his hand out in front of Long Beach when he put it in, he's like, I had no idea this was even here.
Yeah.
Because you can see it in 3D.
Yeah, so basically, you know, I have an area out of Long Beach where we catch these really big sheephead that we like to go, you need live squid to go there and do it, but you know, you catch 25, 30-pound sheephead in the zone regularly. We can almost guarantee one of those. We release them all because they're like our pets out there.
Sure, that's cool.
But I, you know, that this area I've had, I fished it for 10 or 12 years now, and I thought I had it all figured out. I get this chart, and I realize that a quarter mile away, there's twice as much stuff I've never fished in my life.
No way. Whoa.
And
cool.
I've never seen another boat in that area, so it's just all new stuff.
And technology. Having 3D makes such a world of difference because there's just a level, at least for me, like there's a level where my brain just doesn't compute it right. Well, like you said, and that was a perfect way of saying it. When you're looking at rings on a map,
it's tricky.
You get an idea, but then all of a sudden when you're looking like, oh no, that's that is a rock.
Right.
It's shaped like a rock. It's
exactly.
The light bulb goes off. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. A lot of knowledge in here.
Oh man, you're not kidding. You want to talk about two guys that have done a lot of fishing, both inshore and offshore, and tackle and gear and everything in between. Going to be a great show with a couple of great guys. And if you want to join us, man, we want to hear from you. Going to be a lot of fun on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. Give us a call. call it 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. Or a new option to Let's Talk Hookup, or at least relatively new now, is the text to the show option. So something we started doing a little bit ago, very fun. Just download the Let's Talk Hookup app. That's the only way you can get it done. It's a total free download on your iTunes store or at the Google Play store if you got an Android. Let's Talk Hookup app, and it'll allow you to text right to the show if you don't want to hang on hold or if you don't want to hear your voice. Shoot us a text. Let us know where you're calling from or texting from, rather. And unfortunately, it's a one-way system. We're not able to get back to you, but a very fun way to participate in the show. But again, if you want to get through, 833-288-0973. And man, did these guys bring us a great prize. Big thanks to Captain Jimmy Decker. Someone at the end of today's show is going to win a brand new Pen Fathom low-profile reel. It's a FTH-400, an awesome high-speed, low-profile reel. The 400 series is brand new, low-profile. It's a great, great reel.
Thanks, Captain Jimmy Decker.
Oh, you're
welcome. Really cool, yeah. Buddy. Yeah.
One lucky
awesome.
Person is going to be a very happy person.
No doubt about that. Hey, when we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls. Lots of catch reports. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
It's another innovation from Seaguar, the proven leader in saltwater leader material. Introducing new Gold Label Leader. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet, 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates in clear water and on leader-shy fish. New Gold Label is made with exclusive Seaguar fluorocarbon resins in a double-structure process which provides exceptional knot and tensile strength. Yet it's soft and cinches easily for fail-safe knots. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short 2-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Hookup!
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Great show going on. So much great info. Again, if you want to join us, 833-288-0973. Absolutely every phone line is already packed up now, but we got 2 hours of taking your calls. Yeah. It's going to be a great show. A
couple of great guests here. Captain Jimmy Decker is an old hat at Let's Talk Hookup.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and brand new guy for Let's Talk Hookup, but certainly hope not the last. Eric Landisfine, great outdoor writer, and a lot of fun, and quite the hardcore fisherman we're finding out,
no
too,
doubt.
Right? Yeah, for sure. Hey, on a sad note here, a couple of passings here this week. One really hits close to home, and that's Ann Fletcher, Bob Fletcher Dart, from former president of SAC. Ann Fletcher passed away Friday evening, and after a long illness and really a tough one because, you know, Dart and Ann were like
a team.
They were a team, yeah. And they were backbone with SAC for so many years. Ann, I'm not sure who really ran SAC, Dart or Ann.
You know what I mean? You do know.
Yeah.
you definitely know.
Ann did so much for the sport fishing fleet. Of course, they built many boats together back in the day, the Cat Special and so many other boats that they worked on and did together. And, boy, that's a tough one. Great kids and grandkids, and you know, very very tight to the sport fishing community. No doubt about it. So, very sad to learn of Ann Fletcher's passing. Yeah. And
we're thinking about you, Dart.
Yeah, and Dart. Yeah, we're definitely thinking about you. And anytime you want to get some help or fishing, we're there for you.
Word, for sure.
And another one, another great guy, Harry Akuda.
Yep.
What do you say about Harry? He's just like the nicest guy in the world, right?
Harry's the guy that we will all be very, very lucky if our, you know, advanced years are like Harry's.
Yeah.
Like he would crack me up because Harry would be, I mean, he was, I don't know, you know, what his age was when he found, but I just know that Harry was in his 80s.
Well, Len kept him young.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But he would show up at nighttime at the tackle store, like, Harry, what are you doing? Oh, I'm going day and a half fishing. Like, who are you going? Oh, nobody. I'm just going. He'd show up in his pajama pants and a bundle of rods. And I mean, that guy was as hardcore as it gets. And
yeah.
There are very few people in the world that liked fishing as much as that guy did. And just no problem, solo, group, guys, tuna fishing, whatever. That guy. Just
got along with
it.
Everybody and was fished, always so supportive with everybody,
and
too.
And fished a ton, doing big stuff, even in his advanced
solo marlin
years,
on his boat.
Great dude,
yeah,
for sure.
So Harry is definitely going to be missed.
Yep.
Both of them, both Ann Fletcher and Harry, definitely very much missed, for sure. Well, hey, let's jump into the phones. They're packed up. They want to talk to Jimmy and Eric, so let's do it.
Yeah, some great info going on. Also, a lot of great texts already piling through. Going to be a great show today. Let's get things kicked off up at Valley Center. Ron's going to get us started on the phone this morning. Good morning, Ron. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. Hey, I was wondering, during this virus situation, on charter boats, do you have to do social distancing? You can't have as many people on a boat? And the overnight trips, are you limited in how many people you can take?
On my skiff, personally, I only take two. So we're 24 foot. You can social distance on the boat, but with two people, I feel pretty comfortable. And most of my clients are people that I've known for years, so I don't have a lot of people that I don't know.
Sure.
So
yeah.
I don't really have to worry about that. But from what I've heard, and I know you guys know, is that they're starting to require a COVID test to go on some of the long range trips.
Not yet, but
not as a requirement, but certainly something that could be done in the future. The big thing, like you say, in everybody's experience, social distancing at some level, but how the opening plan of the boat safety coming back in, there's a lot of sanitation protocols that had to be put into place, and the biggest thing is a limited capacity based on the boat. And essentially what they've done is taken the amount of rail space available per vessel and divided that by a system that they came up with a more appropriate passenger load. So some of the real large boats that have a lot of rail space, were almost non-affected by the amount of people they could or couldn't bring. And then smaller boats bring a smaller load. Across the board, there is definitely definitely been lighter loads lighter on loads. All of the boats.
And
at least,
you wonder
at least out of San
after
Diego.
COVID is done if they'll go back, because people are enjoying the light loads.
We talked about that quite a bit. We think that if COVID taught us anything, at least in the sport boat fleet at Fisherman's Landing, is that overall the general public preferred spending a few more bucks. It wasn't a huge price increase, but preferred spending a couple more bucks and having a few less people in the boat. And it honestly benefits the entire fleet, because there's, you know, instead of a couple of highliners going full, it kind of spreads the load out amongst everybody. Everybody caught well this year. Yeah. There was less people on all the boats. I mean,
and like Fred was talking about the Daily Double and Steve on the Mission Bell just a couple of weeks ago here in Let's Talk Hookup, they were talking, you know, 24 on those boats,
right.
Which that was kind of their allotted space, and, you know, what a nice load on those.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, so instead of charging a little bit less for having 45 on the boat, you charge a little more and you have 25 on the boat, and
it was a better experience.
The boat's full all the way around. Yeah. Everybody was stoked.
Very different than the old days of the Qualifier 105 carrying 110 passengers on an Albatross, right? You guys ever read about that kind of stuff?
I did. Well, I used to work on the Victory in the 80s.
Oh, really?
348 boat in Long Beach, and we would carry 60 to 70 people every weekday, and 80 to 90. 90 was a full boat every weekend.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'll tell you what, the angling experience is not so great for the people that are on there, I'll tell you.
Well, what is it like to be a crew member on a boat like that?
Misery.
Yeah, it's hell. It really is. Well, you know, back then we just had one deck hand, a cook, and a captain, no matter how many people were on the boat. You know, you wouldn't be able to rinse the boat off during the day. You couldn't clean anything up. So that's when we used to catch a lot of sambass. We'd go out and catch 500-600 sambass, throw 200-300 paracuta on top of that. Clean fish at the dock for 2 hours, and I'd get done washing the boat at about 10:30. Just in time to be back down there at 5 a.m. the next day and do it all again.
Oh, wow. Man. How does one shag 500 sandbass by themselves? Like, how is there just enough time just to do that in the day?
We were a pretty well-oiled machine back in those days.
Thanks a lot for the call.
Yeah, that was great. All right, let's kick right back into it. Ed from Mira Mesa, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Ed?
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, I've got kind of a question, okay, since we're kind of turning over to bottom fishing now. What would be your favorite jig, and would you favor bait over a jig in some cases?
Landon's fine.
Yeah,
that's you. I know what his favorite jig's going to be.
Yeah. So basically, you know, if you want to, it depends on how deep you're fishing, but most of the rock fishing I do is under 250 feet. And I will fish exclusively with lures. Any kind of a flatfall jig or something like a little cold sniper type of jig will work good. But if you want to get bigger fish, I'd go with a larger slug type bait. I fish the MC Swim Baits 8-inch slug. Fish that on a 3-ounce head. And basically, you're trying to get a reaction bite from these rockfish, not just dropping your bait down and waiting. You're actually fishing like you would bass. You're popping it off the bottom, winding it up, dropping it back down. A lot of action, imparting that. And these fish are surprisingly aggressive, so they'll actually come way off the bottom and bite that lure. But you definitely get a lot of big fish going that way.
You'll definitely catch the bigger fish on the lures than with live bait.
That's cool.
Is that right?
You know, yeah. The big thing now is the slow pitch. You know, that the...
Like the tatty jigs.
Slow pitch setup. You know, that's a fun way to rock fish. I'd rather catch one nice one at a time than... You know.
And no problem fishing that big slug with just the lead head. You know, only reason I say is you always hear people, anytime somebody sees a bait that's that long, everybody wants to put a hook on the back of it.
I don't want to catch the fish and bite in the back of it. You know, so like I was at Santa Rosa last week and we were catching really nice reds, 4 to 8 pound reds and some,
all on artificial.
Yeah, all on that slug.
Slug. And how much lead?
A 3 ounce or 2 ounce, depending on the depth.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah. And it sinks very well. It doesn't have much resistance at all. But, you know, if you dropped anything else down, like a little jig or whatever, it was an instant blue bass or small copper rockfish or things like that.
Yeah.
But with the slug, it was just straight all big fish.
Wow.
The only thing it's going to eat are the ones you want to catch.
Yeah. You get bites on it, but they don't get the hook in your mouth.
Right. No. But that, are you using the glow or are you using any color?
No, I use the same color slug as I use weedless swim bait as I use swim bait. It's a green top gold belly that Corey pours for us. We call it the hot cotch after my boat partner, Matt Koch. And we catch everything on it. That's the only color bait I ever fished. So
that's cool.
Fantastic. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Okay.
Appreciate that very much. A quick question from Grant in Orange. He says, I have a platinum chip with the new 3D. Is the new 3D just a download update for the new chip?
Yeah, if you have the Platinum Plus, I was just looking it up to tell these guys, it's the 644P Plus is the card for It's all of California, Baja, and Hawaii if you're going across the ocean. But if you have that card, you can get the download from Navionics if you're current or you just need to renew your subscription, and all that stuff will download onto your chip, and you just load it on your machine.
Yeah.
I had no idea. That's awesome.
That's cool.
So obviously worthy of having a membership so that anytime they do an update. So basically you said it's $20 to become a member?
Well, that's for your phone. The phone app one is the membership.
Okay.
The card, you get it. The card first-time purchase, I think, is $199, but I think it's a $99 a year renewal.
Okay.
To get it. But once you get it, if you don't need renewals, you're just good with that card,
sure.
And it's a one-time investment. Or one of the nice things that they have on Navionics as well is they have community edits. So if, let's say you're fishing and you notice a buoy marker that used to be there has moved or there's something new, you can actually put that into your phone app, and then they will update the chart with that, which is really cool.
So that's
there's
awesome.
Especially in areas if you're... Something else with the app is if you're going to an unfamiliar harbor, like I'll come down to San Diego, be fishing spotted bay bass. If I want to grab lunch, I can look on there and see what restaurants have a slip outside of them and stuff from community edits.
Ah.
Yeah, or where the fuel dock is or things like that.
That's
pretty
really
cool stuff,
yeah.
Indeed. Hey, we have Don on the line. Good morning, Don.
Yeah, good morning, guys. I just called to let you know, I heard your report there on Ann Fletcher, but as you know, there's only been one vice president of SAC since it started, and that's been me. And so I was the one that hired Bob Fletcher to come to work for SAC. And I got a doubleheader when I got that. I got one hell of a woman that she worked her butt off all day long every day to keep this industry moving. So
now was I right, Don, that we know who really was running SAC back then?
Well, I know who was running SAC.
Ann Fletcher, right?
Ann Fletcher, she was the brain. She kept it going, boy, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
It was not easy when I had to go up to Sacramento and ask him to go to work for us. He was working for Governor DeGrayton at the time, and Bill was not feeling well. So, as the only vice president this organization has ever had, I got that choice duty. Bill Poole told me to go do it, and I did it. And we got him, and we got a hell of a deal, and we got the bullets. We got
two for one.
We got a really family.
Two awesome people, and Ann and Dart built so many great boats together, right?
Oh yeah, the Cat Special. You go on and on and on and on and on. There's only one thing that, and I talk to the family every day. I talked to them yesterday. Is that one injustice that we've got to correct somehow, Pete? And you know what that is, and so we'll get that MLP thing worked out somehow, somewhere, someplace. But they took $100,000 out of his account when he was trying to save his life. That was not a fair deal at all. So
no,
we'll work on that. We'll work on that somehow.
Yeah, that was really an injustice there for sure that happened.
It is because he gave everything he could to be able to, we could all go fishing. And so if every one of your listeners gave a dollar, it'd pay it for it. But
yeah,
that's
another
story. But and tell Jimmy, I just talked to his old buddy yesterday. He's catching needlefish. I don't know what the hell that's all exciting about, but he's catching needlefish.
Who's that?
Dave Hansen.
Captain Dave.
Yeah, we were talking. His ears must have been burning yesterday.
Yeah.
we were talking some Dave Hansen yesterday while we were out.
Oh, see?
It's on handle.
Yeah. Well, Don Hansen, appreciate all that you do, and thanks for helping us remember Ann Fletcher, who in herself is, Dart took all the credit, but Ann did a lot of the work, right?
She did most of the work, and... Speaking of that, I'll be 87, and we start our 50th year in Dana Point next year. So here we go.
Man, that's awesome, Don.
You are a Superman. Hey, 87. When's your birthday, Don?
April 10th.
April 10th. All right. Well, hey, great.
Good hearing from you, Cap.
Yeah really
okay,
great hearing.
Okay, you guys be good. Thanks for letting me call in.
You bet, Don. Thanks. Nice to hear from you, for sure. All right, phones are packed. Let's go ahead and jump into it.
You got it, man. Craig in Ocean Beach is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Craig, thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
So, Craig.
Hey, Craig.
Go ahead, Craig. Looks like we might have lost him there. Well, how about we jump right back in, talk to Mark. He's calling from Santee. Good morning, Mark. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, Mark?
Good.
You guys have a nice Thanksgiving?
Excellent.
Ate too much.
All right. yeah, I know. Hey, Eric, I got a question for you. What's the most memorable article you ever written? And do you write the articles from your own experiences?
Yeah, I write pretty much everything from my own experience, and or sometimes lack of experience. It makes it for a better article when you kind of go out and realize what you've been doing wrong. But, you know, any article when I can go out and go with someone who's really good at whatever it is that they do and learn how they do it is pretty amazing. You know, I recently did a couple of years ago, I did an article with a bounce ball halibut fishing, which I had no idea what a horrible involved process that really is.
Yeah.
And, it's something I never want to do again, but I had great admiration for the work that my friend Brandon Volgamut puts into that. I don't know if you guys bounce ball, but
it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
And you snare a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And lose a lot of gear.
Yeah. And you're using such heavy tackle, you can't even feel the fish when they're on there unless it's over 30 pounds. And
but you catch
like
big
that.
Fish.
Yeah.
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 You grind them up.
Yeah. But, you know, one of the things that I'm happy about is the fact that I am just as happy catching spotted bay bass as I am catching bluefin tuna or anything else. So I always take the path of least resistance when fishing, with light tackle,
that's
easy
cool.
to use, stuff like that.
Yeah, it's about the experience, right?
It really is.
Just like doesn't matter whether it's a half a pound or 200 pounds.
Anything
right?
beats sitting on the couch.
Yeah, totally.
You know?
For sure.
It's funny. We fished all day yesterday. Didn't get home till late. Went to San Clemente Island, and this morning I got up like, oh God, thank God I'm not fishing today. I'm so tired. By the time we drove by Mission Bay, I'm like, man, I wish we were
running the boat.
Well, you can have Dr. Minnick take you out after the show, right? Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. Hey, with that said, we're going to find out what's going on in the Baja. It's time for the Catch Report with the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Today, sponsored by Anza Knives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over 3 decades. Check out the Fish Pro Series and the custom yellowfin and bluefin knives from Anza Knives. They're made out of high-carbon steel, which holds a great edge, and they're a lot easier to sharpen. Anza knives are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Anza also offers knives for military and law enforcement and hunting. Check AnzaKnives.com for more details, or you can purchase the Fish Pro Series at Fisherman's Processing. We got the cast man on the line. Buenos dias, cast man.
Hey, buenos dias, Ricky.
Cast man.
It sounds like you guys are having a good time down there talking fishing, something I like to do. So let's get on with the Hey, Pete, I was going to ask you a quick question. You still got that scooter?
Yeah, I still have the scooter. I'll go to the doctor on Wednesday and hopefully get this thing off my foot here. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to getting back to normal life because the last 3 weeks has not been very fun with this thing on my foot.
Yeah, well, like I said, good luck. And hopefully get all that.
Hope it works. That's all I hope, right?
Yeah, let's hope it works. You get back to some serious surfing.
Yeah.
Anyway, just a real quick Baja Fish report. There's still lots of Dorado all the way from La Paz all the way down to the tip of Baja there at Cabo San Lucas. Seems like the bigger fish are up in the La Paz area, getting some nice bulls up there to 30, 35 pounds. There's some wahoo being caught there at Roca Montaña on the southeast end of Sorabo Island. And we move down the coast and get into Cabo San Lucas itself. About 2 to 3 miles off Palmilla, they found a school of porpoises last week. And they've had them around there for a few days, and they were getting lots and lots of school-sized yellowfin tuna there up to 30 pounds. The wahoo are still biting down there. They seem like they have moved around to right off Palmilla there, right off the beach there, about a half a mile, and they're getting some nice wahoo to 30, 35 pounds there. I checked on Ixtapas y Huantanejo down there. You know, that's our great winter destination that we recommend during the winter months, starting now all the way through April, May. They're starting to get the sailfisher in there now. There are getting some Dorado, some bulls up to 35, 40. Of course, along the beach is always really good rooster fishing there along those beaches there. Some nice roosters in that 25 to 30-pound class. Anyway, but that's a report, Pete. I just wanted a quick announcement here regarding our Loretto Rumble, May 2 to 6. I got my airline ticket yesterday in Alaska out of LAX. $242 round trip. And that's in main cabin, so you're able to get your seat. There is a cheaper fare, but you can't pick your seat until the day of departure. But $242 round trip is pretty good.
That is a really good price out of LAX to Loretto.
No doubt.
That's fantastic. Yes. So those of you joining us for the Loretto Rumble that are flying out of LAX, better get on it.
Yeah, and then I was out of CBX there, Tijuana. You've got Aero Calafia and Volaris. Now, I got to check with Volaris because they're not flying every day.
They don't fly every day,
our dates, but Errol Calafia does.
Looking forward to that trip. I can't wait to get back to Loretto. It's such a wonderful place, and boy, it's the fishing pressure, I'm sure, has not been as heavy as it normally is. So I'm going to guess our Loretto Rumber in early May is going to be fantastic. So you want to go with us? All the details are on our website, letstalkhookup.com, on the trips page, and you call Cass Tours to make arrangements, right?
Yeah, we'll be there for Cinco de Mayo, so I'm sure the margaritas will be mixing. Anyway, give us a call at Cass Tours, 800-593-6510, or on the web at casstours.com, and I'll talk to you boys next Saturday.
All right, Cass, man, great report. Appreciate that very much. We'll look forward to talking next week. Thanks, Cass. All right, hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More your phone calls, more texts, more great info. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood, now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Great equipment from Shimano, and I gotta say, we're talking calico bass with two of the best in Southern California right here, and Tranks. Tranks is such a great piece of machine.
Yeah, how do you talk about bass fishing without that? And, you know, the size range that those guys have now with the 200 from spotties and, you know, and small baits all the way up to the big Tranks 400 when you're wanting to fish a big weedless or you're wanting to catch a fish that's bigger than a bass, but you want to do it on bass gear and everything in between. Yeah, they just killed it.
What about if you're going to throw a surface iron at calico? Is that Tranks 500? Nothing better.
No doubt about it. There's definitely not been, in my opinion, there's not been a reel that's better for throwing straight braid on a big lure like a surface iron than that Tranks 400. Yeah. Between the cross of having a very good level line that's spaced a long way from the spool, that variable braking system, it's just perfect for casting straight power pro.
You bet. Indeed. The whole lineup of Tranks, nothing beats it. Check it out at your local Shimano dealer.
Situated between the Pacific Ocean and the Gulf of California, the state of Baja California Sur encompasses the southern half of the Baja Peninsula. The climate is perfect for fishing, boating, surfing, and diving, making Baja Sur a top destination for adventurers and thrill seekers. Rich in history, Loreto, the first capital of the Californias, is considered the first settlement in Baja Sur. Loreto is surrounded by tranquil turquoise waters and is known for its extraordinary marine life, whale watching, and of course, the finest sport fishing. So easy to get to and a favorite destination for families as well as hardcore anglers. Loreto is a short non-stop flight on Alaska Air from Los Angeles and on Volaris or Calafia Air from the newly renovated Tijuana Airport via the Cross Border Express. Check LoretoBCSTourism.com for more information and experience one of the great places in the world, right in our own backyard. Loreto and Baja Sur.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
This program is paid for by Let's Talk Hookup.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time this morning. Phones absolutely packed up. Again, if you want to get through, 833-288-0973.
Indeed. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phone.
We got Craig from Ocean Beach back on the line. We dropped off on you there earlier, Craig. Sorry about that. Good morning.
Morning, no worries. I thought it was the Navy jamming me. I'm fishing over by North Island, so.
How's it fishing?
There. It's okay. Not much tide movement right now. I got a one big spotty, but kind of a slow start to the day, but hopefully it picks up. Looking for some of those halibut.
Very nice. Good luck.
Thank you. Eric, I was wondering, what kind of topics do you have coming up for any upcoming articles, and where can we find them?
I actually have one coming out. I just got done writing it. I'm losing my mind here. What was I just writing an article about?
I don't remember.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, we'll find it. You know, we'll think of it.
So one of the problems with writing so much is that
I... You're writing a lot of articles.
Writing. Yeah, it's kind of all piles into one another, but...
Where are we going to see this article?
Yeah, the Depth Sounder one that was coming
up. Yes, thank you very much. How do you, this is a very topical article. It's in Pacific Coast Sport Fishing. It's about how to use your electronics properly and how, you know, we went from being guys who had fish finders on our boats to having these multi-function displays
right.
that we... Do everything from
high-speed computers.
Find fish, run your autopilot or your radar, everything. You can listen to music on it. You watch TV on it if you got a cell signal and all this other stuff. So what the article is really about, though, is what we're looking at on these, side imaging, structure scan, how to, going into detail with the high and low chirp for deeper water stuff and just a general how-to thing. And I asked electronics guy, Bryce Fuller, who did my electronic install, I was asking these questions, and he was able to give me answers, so I'm sharing them there. But
Do you guys use much of the side imaging when you're fishing, the type of fishing you're doing, bass-wise and things like that?
That's all I use, really.
Really?
I don't ever want to be on top of anything when I'm fishing, anything less than 100 feet of water, so I don't even use my up and down. I'll just drive off to the side of spots and make casts to it.
It's one thing he taught me. On that, some of that shallow water stuff, because I just plow onto it and just start firing,
Yeah.
And then he'd be like, "Oh no, you can't get the shadow of the boat, can't get over on the rock, and once the boat goes over the top of this one, they won't bite. So we'll just ping it on the side imaging, and he'll say, okay, well, now I know what I'm looking at.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it's 70 feet just off the front of the boat on the right hand side, and you start firing out there, and all of a sudden, boom, 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 boom,
Wow.
You pick them off real quick.
A really good example of that is it's out of Mission Bay, you make a right, those artificial reefs there before.
Alley.
Yeah. You can go there, and it can be very tough fishing if you fish right over those reefs. But you can go there and look at those things, get your side imaging out to 150, 200 feet, and you can find those spots and cast a swim bait in ice-cold 56-degree water and have a bite within the first 5 feet of the drop of a big caligo or a sand bass in a spot that when I used to fish by driving over them, I never caught a whole lot there. Yeah.
No
kidding.
Interesting.
Yeah. Cool.
And how deep is it effective?
I use the fishing rockfish too.
Really?
The system I have the Simrad with the Structure Scan 3D, mm-hmm. which goes out to 600 feet on each side of the boat.
Okay.
When I was at Santa Rosa Island the other day, I was probably in 250 feet of water and found a big rock that was about 350 feet off the side of the boat. You can find new stuff with it. We use it in open water when we're fishing tuna or kelp patties. Pull up to a kelp patty, you want to know if anything's on it, put your side imaging on, turn the boat in a circle, and you're going to see everything within 500 feet of that pad.
No kidding. Wow.
Yeah. It really helped out in the season when we would go marlin fishing to snag bait in front of the harbor because everyone would be struggling.
You just scoot it
out there, and you know exactly what it looks like, and you blow, it's right over here on the right, and you just little swing and ding, 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 and we'd be gone.
And Eric, you're fishing from a standard small boat. You're not talking a Lasley CH
500
Omni. You're fishing
as
a skiff.
Yeah, I have a 22-foot Robalo Cayman, and just have the Simrad structure scan.
3D scan. Yeah.
And is that 3D structure scan? And I excuse my ignorance because when I put ours onto our boat, which is a few years ago now, it was just a thing. At the time, it was solely a transom mounted thing. Is the structure scan a through hole thing
yeah,
now, or is it
yeah.
still a transom?
I have a through hole. They make a transom mount, but I run everything through hole because
mm-hmm. Is it a separate transducer from the up and down?
I have an all in one.
All in one.
So it has a high and low chirp. It has the structure scan all into one piece. It's like a $1,300 transducer,
sure, yeah.
but it's
worth
it. Yeah, absolutely.
Clearly.
Yeah.
That's
indeed.
Awesome.
Hey, hope you catch a bunch there, Craig. Thanks a lot for the phone call.
Also, let's kick
Thank
one
you.
More off for Craig. I mean, both these guys spent a lot of time fishing in San Diego Bay. It's a winter time thing, and Craig's trying to catch a howl, but any words of wisdom on something you might be trying to pull off, Jimmy?
I like the crankbait back in that back of the area where the where that launch ramp is.
Yeah, by the Coast Guard dock back mm-hmm. there. But, basically... we're more spotty guys, but any of the main channels and stuff like that find some bait schools. Those halibut, just like everything else, they're looking for bait fish to eat. They're not just laying around everywhere. So there's that harder bottom out by the harbor mouth. You look on the edges of that, they're usually posted up in those kind of places.
Okay.
That's good info.
Good info,
yeah.
for sure.
All right, let's jump right back into the phones. Talk to Hollis, who's calling us from Santee this morning. What's up, Hollis? Welcome to the show.
Nothing. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
So I get a question in here about, like, kelp patty fishing. Are there...
anything you're looking for when it comes to kelp paddy except for, you know, birds, stuff like that? Are you looking for more for ones that are on the bank or the deeper water ones, the ones that are off the bank in the canyon, stuff like that? Are those ones not worth looking at? Or is it pretty much every paddy's worth looking at? And thank you, guys. I'll take my answer off the air. Appreciate it.
If the water's warm and there's been some reports of people catching fish on kelps, we'll look at them.
Yep.
If there's not any real reports of good kelp paddy fishing, we'll usually only look at the ones that have a white tern or two sitting on them. And if there hasn't been much going on the kelps, we usually just blow right past them.
Yep.
I mean, you look at so many, and like my one son Briggs, he's got eyes like a hawk. You know, and we've taken him out, and he's just wailed on the tuna. He was our tuna catcher this year. Eric and I like finding them and casting to them. We do not like winding on them in. So we had Briggs with, but that kid can pick off kelps miles away. So kelp. So we entertain him,
it's good
and we
to have
go
young
around,
eyes on the boat.
And finally, it's like, dude, quit finding kelps because we're not catching anything on them. There's not really any point in looking at them. The best kelp that you can find is the one that, as you're pulling up to it, you see like 15 to 20 pound Dorado jumping out
of
the air.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Those are the ones you definitely want to stop.
Or if your meter just lights up.
Oh yeah, boomerangs. You know.
Now, does the same bluefin tuna approach apply to kelps? If it's not going to bite a lure that you cast, it's got a treble hook hanging off of it.
If it's not going to bite a surface iron, we're not going to catch it.
Which again makes checking a kelp a whole lot easier. If there's a white tern flying above it, maybe it's juicy, maybe it's not, but you slide up and you make two casts, and if you catch one or you have a bunch of followers, then maybe you hang, and if not, on to the next.
That's definitely the thing. You know, with the kelps, is people waste way too much time fishing.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, don't stop your boat for 10 minutes. Don't make a long drift and do a chunk line and all this other nonsense unless you're actually seeing fish. And kelps are easy. You can drive up, you look in the water, there's a fish in there or not, you got your polarized sunglasses. They're going to be somewhere around there, and if you find a kelp and there's nothing on it, you hit another kelp, there's nothing on it. After the third kelp, stop looking in that area because there's probably no fish on any of them.
Yeah.
Especially if they're all, and you know how they get in a line. You know,
sure.
Ding,
yeah.
Ding, ding. Oh, there's another one. Oh, there's another one.
It's and like, that's and when you usually they're dry.
Let's be real, too. More often than not, if you see one that you know, that's it. Like just like seeing a spot of fish. If you see one that's got half a dozen turns spinning around, and there's a couple picking, and there's a couple over here, like
that's going to be the
you
one.
You know,
that's
a lot
bite.
Of times, well before you get there, like this is going to be it, and. Consequently, a lot of times you know the same thing. That's probably no luck on this one. But
The thing with us is a lot of times one of us will have like a big, shiny, something like a SP minnow or something, some kind of rip bait, and the other guy will have a service iron. So it's like the yellowtail are going to rip the service iron, the Dorado or whatever is going to come up and smash that little DD-100 or the little rip bait, you know. And it's like two casts each, okay, boom, and then we're out.
Then, indeed. Good question, though. Hey, very good.
We don't like to stay out late.
Yeah.
So our fishing time usually is done by 1. You
okay.
Know? So
preferably 11:30.
Like, hit it.
Cocktail hour, right?
Gentlemen hours.
Cocktails are very important.
Yeah. Cliff from Lakewood, our good buddy, says, good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning,
Pete,
Cliff.
Mick, and Eric. And Jimmy, he wants to know how Cabo was.
Oh, it was beautiful. I got to do a delivery down there. I was there almost two weeks, 14 or 15 days.
Wow, what'd you take down?
Wild and Sack.
Oh, okay.
With Sean Morgan. And we left here, San Diego, you know, hauled Ensenada at 18 knots, fueled up there, and then 9 knotted it down to San Jose. But had really, really saw a bunch of marlin off the backside west end of Cedros going down.
No kidding. Wow.
Yeah, a lot of marlin right there. Caught some jumbo wahoo on the lower 23, like 70, 80 pounders.
Ooh,
and they were eating the Marauder on the cable.
Cool.
Wow.
You know, middle of the day.
Nice.
It was fun catching, not so fun scrubbing and cleaning them, which was my job.
Oh, boy.
No cutting board, everything on the deck, you know, old school.
And for like the best eating, one of the best eating fish in the ocean, it's crazy how parasite and just like nasty those, and like for one of the things that has the highest esteem on the grill, you don't ever want to fillet the one you're going to eat because because there's just too much nastiness. Right.
And you have to continuously wipe your knife. Even after you scrub, I'm super good. Every time you cut through that skin, you got to make sure that you clean your blade off.
That's
you don't want any of that skin scuff getting into the fillet.
Yeah.
We had super good fishing there. Then we went, ran, seven knotted it then because we were trying to make it all the way on a tank of fuel. Got down past Mag to the potato, and the marlin fishing there was just amazing.
On the potato.
Awesome. Wow. Oh, I mean,
and what time of the year
it
was this?
This was last week.
Last week?
Yeah.
Wow.
I just got back the day before Thanksgiving. And then we had that good fishing. And
Wait a minute. You got back the day before Thanksgiving, and you guys went to Clemente yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Of course.
You're an animal.
Jimmy's no spring chicken anymore. Okay, here's why we fish so much. Earlier this year, Jimmy sat down and did the math on how many days he theoretically will be alive and able to fish in the rest of his life.
Yeah.
And he decided he didn't want to miss any of them.
I'm with you all the way, man.
I totally get that.
That's why
we've done three Clemente trips in a week before. You know,
at least.
You got to do it while you can.
That's awesome.
For sure.
So the potato fishing was good, and then we got in down to San Jose, and the fishing down there is awful.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to...
Just right at the Cape.
Yeah. That stuff that Castman was talking about out in front of Paumea.
Yeah.
That stuff. And then there was a lot of roosters and jacks in tight to the beach on the guys that wanted to fish the little sardinas. And that was right up my alley. But Rich Hamilton got a 350 out there on the bank trolling one day.
Awesome.
And other than that, it was slow down there.
Slow.
Water's still hot, 81 degrees.
Woo!
Wow.
Crazy.
It's a different world. Hey, when we come back, we got another full hour Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're also going to catch in with the Catch Report, find out what's biting up and down the beach. You stay tuned. Lots more coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. Fishdope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. Fishdope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. Fishdope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. Fishdope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have Fishdope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new Fishdope.com membership. Check it out today. Fishdope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag 2-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2, the extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid, hoggity body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads, plus a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in 4 models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and durability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure-ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third-row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin-panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.